O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. With you, O God, is the well of life, and in your light shall we see light. Christ Jesus was revealed in the flesh and vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels and proclaimed among the nations. Believed in throughout the world, he was taken up in glory. This will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Verses from Psalm 132. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. For your servant David's sake, turn not away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn an oath to David, a promise from which he will not shrink. Of the fruit of your body shall I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit upon your throne forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion for himself. He has desired her for his habitation. This shall be my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have longed for her. I will abundantly bless her provision. Her poor will I satisfy with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful ones shall rejoice and sing. There will I make a horn to spring up for David. I will keep a lantern burning for my anointed. As for his enemies, I will clothe them with shame, but on him shall his crown be bright. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of David, make us a priestly people. Clothe us in righteousness, make us fruitful, and give us hearts to shout for joy in your salvation. We pray in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. You did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. That the people of God in all the world may worship in spirit and in truth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. That the church may discover again that unity which is the Father's will, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. That the nations of the earth may seek after the ways that make for peace, Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. That the whole creation, groaning in travail, may be set free to enjoy the glorious liberty of the children of God. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. That all who with Christ have entered the shadow of death may rest in peace and rise in glory. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, revealed in the world, hear our prayer. Let us commend the world to which Christ showed the way to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. O good Jesus, word of the Father and brightness of his glory, whom angels desire to behold, teach me to do your will, that guided by your Spirit, I may come to that blessed city of everlasting day, where all are one in heart and mind, where there is safety and eternal peace, happiness and delight, where you live with the Father and the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen. Believing the promises of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the light of Christ our Lord shine in all our hearts. Amen.